Hi, I'm Chris James, and you're listening to A Healthy Alternative Audio Network. With the world becoming more increasingly health conscious, many people are taking to natural methods of healing. Fasting, in its many forms, is one of the most recent popular methods, despite it being an ancient technique. Did you know we just launched our AHA Fasting Academy? Essentially, it's a place where beginner fasters, intermediate fasters, or even expert fasters can come learn about the different techniques, different forms of fasting, how to do it properly. We teach about diet and nutrition, as well as some of the other more important topics like water and frequency and things of that nature. So head on over to ahafastingacademy.com and check it out. That's ahafastingacademy.com. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Chris James, and you're watching A Healthy Alternative. Today, we've got a special guest. Michael's going to be sharing a little bit of his journey as he literally saved his own life. He was morbidly obese, and as you can see, he's no longer morbidly obese. He looks great. So we're going to get a little bit into his story, so stay tuned.
We're missing a piece of the puzzle.
You start getting healthy and you just become a better person.
You need to start focusing more on the individual.
All right, Michael. So it's good to have you. And we were speaking a little bit earlier and you said you're from my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Are you born and raised out there?
I was actually, I was living my life in Ohio. I was born and raised in Cleveland.
Okay.
And then moved out to Dayton, Ohio in the 70s. My dad got promoted. And then I went to UC, University of Cincinnati, in 1986. Yep. I just stayed in Cincinnati after graduating from school. And this is my home now.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
You like it? You like it out there?
Yeah, I love it. I'm a software consultant by profession. So I travel about 50 weeks of the year, but I'll come back home to Cincinnati, Ohio. I just can't, you know, I've been down to Texas before, Atlanta, yeah. I've been all over the States and Europe and Africa, Asia, but there's something about Cincinnati that just brings me back. This is my home now.
That's dope. One thing that I noticed about Cincinnati that was unique, and I've lived a lot of places myself, is that the parks, like people might, you might not really, but like they have really nice parks in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. They take care of the parks. Like right now it's springtime in Cincinnati and now all the purveyors out in the parks are, you know, getting all the landscaping and all that stuff together and yeah, they take care of the parks. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So that's what's up then. I just want to ask you, cause me and my sister, we talked about the last time we talked about Cincinnati, cause you know, she's from there too. We talking about Grippos. Do you ever get into?
Yeah. When I moved from Dayton, Ohio to Cincinnati, you know, we had the Skyline Chili here and you had the Grippo. What is Skyline Chili? I'm thinking Tex-Mex, you know, with beans and meat and cheese, but they had spaghetti type thing. And of course, everyone loves the Grippos, the barbecued. Yeah. You can actually go on to Corrine Avenue and get them specially made for you for an event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
man, I'm not gonna lie. With all the health journey and everything, I still like them Grippos. I mean, I don't eat them. Obviously, I don't. They're kind of local, but there's some good barbecue chips.
And anytime I travel and people have come from Cincinnati and they move to a different part of the, you know, the country, they say, "Oh, will you come? Bring me a box of Grippos."
Yeah,
so I totally understand. Yeah.
Cool. So, all right, let's get into a little bit of your history. So, just so that we have a little bit of perspective, this was mainly. Well, let me ask you: was this mainly a weight loss journey for you, or
yeah?
Okay. Where did you?
Like, you know,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask: where did you start? Like weight wise, I just wanted to know: like, where'd you start weight wise?
Okay, so last year, 2018, I went to see the doctor, my primary care physician, and I was 380 pounds.
Okay.
And she said, "Are you tired?" I said, "No. You know, I'm kind of active. I'm big for my size, kind of active. I wasn't tired or sluggish." She says, "Your blood pressure is at stroke level." And it kind of scared me. And I said, what? She said, your blood pressure is at stroke level. So she said, maybe it's because you're in the doctor's office, you're kind of anxious or whatever. Just ready for a regular checkup. Mm. And we started about maybe 25 minutes max, and she started giving me pills. Started taking these pills, and I'm like, no. And I've tried, I've lost almost 70 pounds before by a diet and exercise. And I've done it before, so I said, no, I'm not really an advocate on taking medication like this. And I said, I begged her, if you let me monitor my diet and my lifestyle, I don't really, she said, well, it's so high, we got to put you on something. Mm. She put me on Lipril for high blood pressure. I had a reaction to it, made my lips swell, and they changed me to amlodipine. At the same time, my friend of mine was like, Michael, I think you may have sleep apnea, because when you fall asleep in the chair, you know, almost like Justin, who was on, you know,
yeah.
Justin, it's like the whole house. And I said, me? She said, yeah, you have sleep apnea. So a friend of mine at church gave me a CPAP machine. She was like a respiratory therapist. She gave it to me, and I tried, and I didn't like the fixation over my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I couldn't turn around my stomach in bed, and I didn't like it. And she just came to me one Sunday evening at my house, like, you will have a stroke. You will die. You know, you take it serious. And she played with me. I said, let me go ahead and try it. I got used to it, and all of a sudden I had the best sleep.
Hmm.
But I was still morbidly obese. I was 380 pounds, and I was like, I've got to change. I don't want to be in a hotel room, and I had a stroke or a heart attack, and, you know, they find me dead
right.
in a hotel room. So I had to start getting serious about my health and wellness. So gotcha. That's what happened.
Okay. Well, that's a good motivator. I find, you know, the thing that's sad about it is that sometimes we have to get to a point where our life is being threatened before we take it seriously. And
yeah.
for me, it's one of the most frustrating things, because I see people and I can see their trajectory, and like,
mm-hmm.
I want to stop them. You know what I mean? Like, let's not let you get that far. But it's good that you before anything major happened, you were able to kind of alter your trajectory. So I'm just curious, leading up to that point, right, to getting to the 380 pounds, you know, how did you get that big? Like, how did that happen?
So, again, I lost like 73 pounds in the year of 2017. I was diet, exercise. I had a Fitbit. I joined Planet Fitness. We have a health and wellness thing at our church. I started getting really, and I started enjoying, you know, eating right and exercise. And since I'm a freelance software consultant, that my project ended earlier. So for like 8 months, I couldn't do anything but drive Uber and Lyft. I didn't want to deplete all my savings. You know, I have a house. I don't want to deplete all my savings. So I said, let me just go ahead and do Uber and Lyft to get me outside. Well, now I'm not walking anymore every day. I'm sedentary in the car, and now I got access to all the fast food again.
Because
all the fast food again, the Coca-Cola, starting to get coffee, donuts, and over those 8 months, I gained all that I lost, plus some.
Wow.
So here I get a new project in August 2017, and I couldn't even walk up the steps in my house without being bent over out of breath. I couldn't land, you know, at an airport, Dallas or Houston, and walk up the ramp to get to the, you know, the gatehouse to go to the baggage claim. I was out of breath. I was like, but it still was enough, you know, for me to change. So in September of 2018, last year, and I've always had a goal, if I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do 100 pounds, and I give myself a year.
Mm.
I'm going to lose 100 pounds in a year. And then when our church did a fast, it's called the Daniel's Fast with fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Someone has the first, you understand, fasting, the first 7 days, I just peed. I had swollen legs. Yeah. My legs were swollen. My calves, my ankles were swollen. My feet, I had to get a bigger size shoe because I had all this water retention on me.
Hmm.
You know, I was still taking high blood pressure medication, diuretics. And I was, and also last summer, I couldn't stop before I fasted. I couldn't get from the house to the car, I gotta go to the bathroom. Every 30 minutes, I'm peeing.
Hmm.
I went to see my doctor. Like, I can't even sleep good at night, even with CPAP machine on, because every 30, 45, I gotta go pee. She said, you're pre-diabetic. I said, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. I said, no, because I lost a friend. Her name is Dana. I would take her to dialysis and see everybody in that, I call it a moratorium, hooked up to a machine and watching the, I said, now, you know what? Now, stroke level, but when she said pre-diabetic, I said, oh, no. So after the church fasted, the dance fast, I kept going. I kept going. And then someone at my, a friend of mine said, I'm doing keto. But what is keto? So doing keto, which is low carbs, because I am a bread, pasta, rice, sweets, cookie, pop. It was bad carbs. It was in my mouth. It was in my hotel room, in my bedroom. I was a junk food, Doritos, chips. I was a junk food junkie.
Yeah.
So I eliminated all that, and weight started coming down in pins.
Mm.
You know, I said, it's going good.
Yeah.
And I started watching YouTube about keto. Well, keto talks about that and intermittent fasting. I said, what's intermittent fasting? So when I got all the sugar out of me, you know, detoxing, it was hard. I went to bed mad many times. I craved. I woke up in the middle of the night, like, I mean, just anxious to eat, you know, some sugar or something, some junk food, because, you know, your body has a memory, and my body remembered what it tastes like, you know, emotional eat. I wasn't stressed out, just I wanted that crunch and that satisfaction that food gave me. So keto took me to intermittent fasting. So I'm on YouTube, and that's when I found Chris James at Healthy Alternative. And it was in my news feed on YouTube, and it was Stephen Michael.
Mm.
And it said 100 pounds, and I said, this can't be. So I clicked on the video, and I tell you, I think all of October last year, every night in the hotel, I watched Chris James. And I watched Stephen Michael give his testimony. He had like two or three videos or interviews, and I just watched them, and I kept watching them. And I just felt like I was led to this. It ain't gonna take you 100 years if you do it right. Mm. And I was like, this man lost that much in a short time. So as I started doing the keto and the fasting in December of last year, I started losing weight. I said, let me try it. And my first, I'm gonna be like Stephen Michael. I saw Justin. He's a vegan guy. I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. But I'm telling you, every night I had to put it on to really start in my mind, like 30 days water? For my first time, I did 19 days.
Wow. Right
before Christmas, I did 19 days water only. And I carried a jug with me. I'm like, if Stephen Michael and Justin can do it, and your brother John, who is diabetic, and your sister, and if you, I mean, you even did it. I said, they can do it, I can do it. It was hard, and what made me fast, I was going for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell people, I didn't just start water fasting. I eased into it with intermittent fasting.
Right.
I was off sugar, you know, and I tell people, if you want to start fasting, start with intermittent fasting. Get off the sugar. You have to get detox off the sugar, because when you start trying, it's going to trip you up, and you're like a failure. So I said, they can do it. What made me stop was the detox tongue. That taste in my mouth, I was like, what is happening? I couldn't swallow. I just finally, when I came home from Houston, I broke it. Mm. I wanted to do 30 days. I was so mad. I was going to fast even through Christmas. I had energy, stamina. I slept good. I felt good. I'm going to do it through Christmas. I don't care. But that detox tone, it knocked me the game.
That detox tongue is like getting hit by Mike Tyson. Like, it's Steve. Steve, he's like, when it comes to fasting, man, he's a powerhouse. Like, he just, whatever he wants to do, he just boom, boom, boom. But he told me, he was like, yo, Chris, he was like, if it's one thing that'll stop me, it's that detox tongue. And
that'll get you.
Yeah. And it's, that's how it is for me. But actually, what really messed me up is I detox really heavy. So I get really heavy detox symptoms. But don't get me wrong, that detox tongue is a beast.
Yeah.
Have you seen my video about the detox tongue?
Yeah, the food grade. I go, I'm the whole food. I got some now in my house. The okay. food grade, hydrogen peroxide, I got that. Okay. And I also got a tongue scraper. So okay. I use the group on Facebook. I live by Chris James. I'm on Facebook all day, encouraging others to fast. I think the group that you have on Facebook, I have found so many friends and resources by being on that group. And to me, I try to tell anybody, if you're going to water fast, get in, find Chris James first on YouTube, watch his videos, and then get in the group.
Excellent.
Get in the,
that makes get me feel group. Good. Like,
I mean, you see, when your assistant said Chris James was to talk to you, like, Chris, the Chris James? Chris, the? Chris James of the Healthy Alternative? I'm like, I mean, I'm about to talk to Oprah or, you know, I'm like, Chris James was to talk to me? I just feel honored because I think your channel really did go help save my life. And I could have lost weight, but I would, you know, you try to do the gym, but when I saw the results of the people and those whom you helped, I'm like, Chris has something for me. And if I listen to it and listen to the testimony, even when I'm fasting, if I get struggle with, you know, dizziness, a headache, I go, okay, Chris James, fasting, headache, you know, electrolyte. I thought you have something on it or a testimony about it to help me keep moving on in my journey. I'm fasting right now for 36 days.
Oh.
So I'm on the Facebook group encouraging others, you know, and also watching videos, Dr. Burge, watching you. And it keeps me motivated, like, why am I doing this? Why am I sitting here on day 14? And I want to, oh, the why, health, you know, still better, be better. So, and, you know, actually, I'm since December, January, February, March, this is my fifth fast, well, long-term water fast. Oh, I feel better fasting. I get tired of eating. Like, as soon as I start refeeding, my sleep is a little bit different. And that's not bad. I don't refeed bad.
Right.
But I feel together in a fasted state, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So I'm at a point now, and you know, I'm 3 years into this lifestyle. So, and I do it pretty intentionally. So I'm a little ways down the road from a lot of people, but it's to the point now where, my stomach has like completely like shrunk down, and you know, I can eat a little bit, but like, my body is literally to a point where I'm pretty much forced to eat one meal a day, like to do an OMAD. Yep. And I've been since I did a 30-day fast back in November, I think it was, and I wanted to gain some of that weight back. But because my stomach has shrunk and my digestive system works so well now, like it's been a struggle. So now I'm like, I'm not going to be able to gain weight by eating. That's just not going to happen. So I need to hit the gym. But
yeah.
It's encouraging, I think, for people who have been struggling with yo-yoing and all of that, because you can get your body to a point where it just feels better to not overeat and to not overindulge and to not eat crappy food. Because, like, my body will tell me, like, yo, Chris, I know you had that whatever last night, but I wasn't feeling that. And I'd be like, oh, for real? You'd be like, yeah, don't do that again. I'd be like, all right, my bad. But, yeah.
And that's one of the benefits. I think with water fasting, I think weight loss is a benefit to water fasting. It's a good benefit. I think a lot of folks really want to lose weight. I was obese, so I'm like Stephen Michael. I was vain, or like just I want to lose weight, look good in my clothes, you know. But I found the benefit of water fasting is that your palate changes. What I desire, I don't like all the sugary foods anymore, and I tried. After 19 days, you know, water fasting, it was Christmas time, went to a birthday party, I had a piece of cake. And sitting at the table, eating the cake, my left knee swole up.
Wow.
When I left the hall, the rental facility, the party area, I was limping to the car.
Wow.
So and think about it. I had been clean from, you know, refined sugar and that kind of sugar since September.
Mm.
And immediately my body responded. My left, and for all of Christmas, I was walking around limping because my knee had swollen up, because, and it had to be a direct result of the sugar that I ate. I know what it was. I was like, and I put it in my journal, you cannot have, you know,
right.
sugar like that, you know, refined sugar.
Right.
So, and after, you know, after New Year's, I couldn't wait to January 7th to get here. And I was leaving home Cincinnati, going down to Houston, Texas. And I couldn't wait to get to the hotel and start fasting. I was tired of eating. I was tired of being around food, people bringing food over, the commercial. I was tired of Christmas, New Year's, food. And I couldn't wait to start fasting in January. I did like 21 days in January.
Wow. You are. Awesome.
I mean, this is lifestyle for me. Yeah. Going from 3'8", and I weighed in March, I was 269.
Wow.
And my birthday is to be 250.
When's your birthday?
May 2nd.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you're good. You're good. Can we, you don't have a problem telling what your age is, do you?
I turned 50 last year. I'll be 51 this year on May 2nd.
51. I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of people, they'll like message me and they'll be like, I see you and your brothers and a whole bunch of, you know, Justin, everybody's young, right? And they're like, can I do it? And I'm like, yeah. Like my mom does it. She's, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell her, but she's a little older than you, I'll say that. And she does it, you know, like it's healthy for literally all ages. Just the
all ages.
You know, depends on what your level of health is and what you can handle, but you want to just make some adjustments. But, you know, and I mean, you look, in my opinion, you don't look 50. You look young. You look youthful. You look good.
Well, that's the benefit of fasting. Fasting, it slows down the aging process. Right. And I was, when you interview with Michael and Stephen Michael and Justin, I'm like, look at Chris James' skin. You have this glow, and then you different hairstyles, but your skin looks like, I mean, did you have makeup on? It was long. Yeah, and then your brother John, I'm like, look at their skin. I'm like, they gotta have makeup on, some kind of video makeup or whatever. But when I started, you know, researching about water fasting, it slows down the aging process. I began to understand, like, why not chase fields? And people like, Michael, I'm like, I'm getting healthy now.
Yeah.
I tell people, you can't lose weight until you first get healthy.
Oof.
You've got to get healthy. You've got to mentally, you've got to educate, research.
Mm.
You've got to get healthy. And once you get healthy and incorporate in your lifestyle, then the loss of weight is a byproduct. Then the medication will go, all that is a result of getting healthy first. And here,
yep.
Re-educating yourself, you know. So, and I also knew by only seeing my doctor for 20 minutes and they give me all these tablets and pills, like, he didn't ask about my eating habits, my lifestyle, you know. And then I started watching your videos, like, you're asking about lifestyle. What do you do? You know, alkaline. What's alkaline? No one taught you how to eat right.
Right.
I had to learn how to eat right, you know, for my body type. So, you got to read. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here, so.
100%. That's great advice. It's that mm-hmm. right there is one of the biggest takeaways. It's like, if you change up here, you know, your perspective and what's important to you, you know, like, I think losing, if your goal is to lose weight, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you make the shift up here first, that you want to get healthy. And then the weight loss is a byproduct, because there's mm-hmm. so many different ways to lose weight. You could cut off your right arm and lose weight. You know, like,
right.
losing weight right. is not, that's not, but you got to get mental right. So I love that you said that.
Now, I did. When I first started water fasting, I got to admit, you know, I would watch Food Network while fasting. I would go on Pinterest. I would YouTube. I just can't wait. When I get a chance to eat, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try this. But I was still going through the metamorphosis of change in my mind, like, and a sheer thought. Now I've actually lost already 110 pounds to go back?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. And again, your palate will think that fasting will kill cravings.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a sugar craving or a salt craving or, I don't know, a bread, if you start getting in water fast and go deep into the hip, your palate changes and what you thought you want, when you start to refeed, you don't want it no more.
Right.
You want nutrition. You want, because most of it we crave is bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy feels depleted. You feel lethargic. It's like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to gain some weight back. I tell people, oh, yeah, I gained weight. But the weight I gained back ain't fat weight.
Mm.
You go into deep ketosis autophagy, I'm losing fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, it may be some water weight, okay, because electrolytes or whatever, but I'm not gaining what I left.
Right.
No, that's why I stay fasted. I'm going to, you know, fast every month. I'm going to do some kind of fast. Intermittent fasting, OMAD, water, I'm going to be doing something, you know, because I cannot go back to where it used to be. Mm. I can. To feel this good?
Yeah.
Woo!
And it's like, you look good, you feel good, and your body becomes more responsive. Like you said, you had that piece of cake, boom, your legs started hurting. And as long as you are aware of that, your body won't let you, like, go back. Because, man, right. I'm telling you, my body, it would be painful for me to gain 50 pounds right now. Like, painful, you know?
Yeah.
It just, I couldn't even imagine it. A lot of people don't know, you know, I ended up losing 90 pounds. Now, I've gained probably about 20 or so back, but losing weight was never my goal, ever. I actually didn't want to lose weight. So, like I tell people, losing the weight, man, that's easy. But now, it's like my body's to a point where, like, I can't even gain the weight. But I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to figure that out. That's not a problem. I wanted to ask you, just so that, you know, if you can kind of clarify, I know you mentioned you did a couple different fasts and different lengths. Did you have like a schedule? Everybody always wants to know, you know, more specifically what you did, if you had a schedule, if you didn't have a schedule. I know you say you did, what, about 5 long-term fasts. So I know you started with the Daniel's fast. You did that for, what was that, a 21-day?
It was actually for 7 days.
Okay, that's a 7 days. Okay, then you moved into the ketogenic diet, right, with intermittent fasting. Okay,
yes.
How long would you say that you did the ketogenic diet with intermittent fasting before you moved into the long term water fasting?
So I would say I did ketogenic and intermittent fasting October, November.
Okay,
October, November. And again, because I wanted to know more about keto and make sure I'm doing it right, I got keto strips, make sure I'm in ketosis, autophagy. It was good. It was, to me, it was a good segue to lead me to the champion, water fasting. I was making sure I was learning how to eat right, carbs, get the carbs out, good vegetables, some animal protein, water. And Chris James came with water fasting with Stephen Michael, and I just kept watching. Literally, when I would eat dinner, I'm watching Stephen Michael. I'm like, this is impossible. And then he said, stand up. I'm like, no, there's no way. Surgery. There's no way he's going to lose that kind of weight and you know, in that kind of time. So I stayed keto and during intermittent fasting, I would go 3 days on water, not knowing I'm water fasting because I wasn't hungry. There was no, I wasn't, you know, with my, I wasn't doing like, you know, I was in ketosis.
Right.
So after Thanksgiving, I said, okay, after Thanksgiving, I'm a water fast. And I didn't have a journal yet. Your journal yet.
Okay.
I had a one by a notebook.
Yeah.
And I said, day one. I put the date, and I did have an end date in mind. I said, okay, I'm going to go to December 3rd to the 21st of December. I had a start date, and I did have an end date, definitely, because Christmas is coming. Christmas, I said, I'm going to start here,
right.
And I'm going to end here. But during the fast, I wanted to go longer.
Mm.
Now, I did, when I do it water fast, after the 5th or 6th day, I had a headache right here in the middle of my head. So I heard, you know, people say it's electrolytes. But I just kept going. I kept going through. I would get itchy. I was dry. So I would shower, moisturize. But I knew it was a sinus effect. Because, again, I've watched you for 2 months. It had to be a side effect. I didn't stop.
Mm.
And then on my stomach, on my side, like spider veins or something. It didn't itch. It didn't hurt. It was like a wound. And I figured, you know, with Stephen Michael and talking, watching John, I was going into deep healing.
Mm.
You know, but my sleep was so sweet. Oh, my sleep, my mental clarity. And when I woke up at 4 a.m., I was ready to go. I was ready to go. Like, everybody get up, you know. It's time to start. I was up, yeah. You know. So I knew it was side effects. And I just journaled it. I kept journaling. How do I feel? Any stress in my life? You know, I'm a very forget anything spiritual. I would just journal and I would just watch the videos. You know, and I would just check off day one, then day two, and I just kept checking out. And then I was post on the group day one,
mm-hmm.
21 days back. And all of a sudden, people in the community started, you know, I'm like, then I wanted to give up sometimes. I couldn't let them down. I couldn't let my new family, you know, down. I met some good people in the group, like, and we just became friends just about what's your goal, how do you feel, you know, and I felt dizzy I would get up too quick. I would feel, whoa, you know, I feel dizzy. I said, nah, just sit down.
Yep.
Drink my water. So I knew it was a side effect. I'm going to have a heart attack or die. I just said, you know, just take your time. You know, I would shower. I would bend down and get up too fast. Or, you know.
Yeah.
It's a part process.
Yeah.
It's a part of the process. So.
That's huge.
I move. Yep.
Yeah. It's, you know, so I get those questions daily. You know, I had a member hit me up yesterday, as a matter of fact, asking about he had blood in his stool and he was dizzy. He felt very sick in general and was like, yo, I'm gonna go to the ER. And I'm like, well, why are you going to the ER? Because like people will send me messages and be like, I ended up in the ER. And I'm like, well, how did you end up in the ER? You know what I mean? And it's always because they don't know, they don't understand, something happened that they weren't familiar with, it scared them, so they went to the ER. I mean, that's what people are trained to do. And I understand that. Like, I understand that completely. The thing is, I've had so much stuff happen to me. Like, I've had blood in my stool. I've peed blood. I've had mm-hmm. so much weird, crazy stuff happen to me that would freak anybody out and be like, yo, I need to go to the doctor. Something's wrong with me. And I just don't. That's all. I just decide, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to trust my body because I'm not doing anything that should cause me to be messed up inside. You know what I mean? Right. Drinking water and right. giving my body a rest. This has to be part of the process. So.
Yeah.
Scary stuff happens. One of the big things is the irregular heartbeat or the heart palpitations people always get. And people are just so conditioned and trained that means you're about to have a heart attack and die. And
Exactly. It's
like, yo, I got them too. And the thing that I try my best to get across to people is, yes, it's scary. But if you just, number one, if you're like doing something strenuous, if you can stop, definitely stop. Like rest as much as you can. And then also keep in mind that it's a process. If you get through this, you'll see your body will correct itself. Like all the bleeding stopped. I never went to the doctor. All the internal, any kind of internal bleeding stopped. My irregular heartbeat went away. The headaches, the dizziness, literally it all just went away. Like, and now people say, well, what did you take? I didn't take anything. My body just regulated itself.
Yeah.
So
it could be, it could have been, you know, your body healing itself again. I wouldn't have known that until I watched your interviews. But you go into deep healing, deep detoxing. I never had blood in my urine. You know, I just knew that there were some side effects to it, but I just knew to keep going. It will autocorrect. One thing I tell people when they water fast, I'm like you, unless you have to go out and work outside, factory lift, people water fast and go to the gym.
Right.
I'm like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I'm like, I look forward to getting home from work, the hotel or to the house and get in the bed. Sometimes I will go to bed at 9 o'clock. And when I say I sleep,
yeah,
and I feel that's when I was shrinking and burning more fat.
Yep.
Doing sleep. Why are you up to midnight and then getting to and then going back? You need to. Your body needs rest and it heals itself. And I think research says between the 6th and 8th hour of rest, you start to rejuvenate and start healing yourself. Why are you doing? Go home, go to bed, shower, lotion up, get to bed. So I'm an advocate for rest.
Yeah.
Long-term water, short-term, you know, especially the first 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
You know, when you come off the sugar and coming into keto, go home, get in bed. You know, you went to tomorrow's day two. Go home, get in day three. You know, until you get into ketosis, you have a little bit more, a better source of energy, you know, so.
Yeah.
I totally, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think part of that is there's so much information out there and there's so many people doing different things. So like if you study intermittent fasting, a lot of the people in the intermittent fasting arena, they exercise. That's what they do. They're doing it for bodybuilding or for physique. That's super popular. So a lot of the information comes from that perspective. You know, it really depends on why you're doing it. I think most of the people who follow this channel are definitely doing it for healing and wellness. So you want to rest if you can, like, and if you can't, try to put yourself in the most, you know, calm, stress-free environment as possible, because your body is, I tell people it's like doing light surgery. You know what I mean? You wouldn't go and get you wouldn't get any kind of surgery done and then go and run a marathon, you know, the same day. There's a little brainwashing, right? We think diet and exercise, that's how you lose weight. So they think, okay, well, fasting's my diet and I need to exercise. You don't have to do all that stuff, you know?
Nope. No, and that's one thing when I watched the videos with Justin and with Stephen Michael, again, I'm like, hey, they're lying. This is a YouTube lie. You cannot lose 100 pounds and not, as many times I've been in that gym sweating, feeling sore, y'all lost that weight without exercise? I said, there's no way. Until I became a believer. Like, I mean, literally fasting, it was tens of 5, 10 pounds. I was amazed. I just could not believe, you know, how quick I was losing the weight. And then not only that, how good I felt.
Yeah.
Just feeling good, the energy. And they look at my face and like, wow. And your clothes, like, I mean, now I can get, I fly first class sometimes if I get upgraded. But I can sit back in economy class, put the TV tray down, no problem. You know.
Small wins.
I cut my own toenails. I can shower good. I can go walk around the mall, up and down the steps. I got energy. And to me, that's a byproduct of getting healthy.
Right.
Not a way of getting healthy. You know, and water fasting really helped me auto-correct certain things, and I'm getting healthier as days go by. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. That's, man. I love the little wins. You know, being like I said, being able to clip your toenails, being able to be comfortable in the airplane. People don't think about that type of stuff, and it's like when you you know, I encourage people when they're journaling. Put little stuff like start off your day. Like, let's say you're starting your journey. You're brand new. Start off your day and just write down all the little things that annoy you or bother you about being overweight or being unhealthy, whatever it is, having to take the pills, having to, you know, prick yourself, whatever it is, and just log all that stuff. And then as you start fasting, start checking stuff off the list. Boom. I can put my seatbelt on now. Boom, I don't have to take medications anymore. You know what I mean? And that will help because, you know, fasting's a challenge, right? Like fasting's definitely, it's a challenge. And so having those things, what is your why? Having it readily available for you, it makes it a lot easier. Were you able to get off your medication or what's going on with you now?
Yeah. So in February, which is my third water fast, I no longer had to carry my CPAP machine. I was so glad to leave that CPAP machine back at home,
yeah.
not carry it to the airport or on the airplane or and hook it up in the hotel room. I am CPAP machine free.
Nice.
My levels of are up. I am no longer high blood pressure medication at all.
Mm.
And a doctor kicked me off of high blood, not me.
Right.
My doctor, you don't need that support. Your numbers are, I am no longer pre-diabetic.
Nice.
I no longer have swelling in my ankles, my legs. I started this journey in September with a waist size of 56.
Wow.
Now I'm down to a waist size of 42.
Nice.
So, I mean, and I wish I could say I went to the gym and I, you know, did, you know, all that. I water fasted. And when I refeed, I make sure I'm very aware of what I'm putting in my body.
Mm.
Because if you refeed, and some people I've seen on, even on the group on Facebook, they get sick. You can't go out and have a steak and french fries and deep fried. You've got to learn how to refeed in between your fast, because how you refeed determines the success of the next fast, how you right. start the next fast. Mm. So, and I had to learn that. I learned you can't go back to Coca-Cola, sugar, Doritos. I had to learn that the hard way. So now, it's so much for me now to go into fasting because I live in the ketogenic realm.
Mm.
I can go into a long-term water fast, you know, longer. But I eat junk food. I can get back into water, but it's those first 4 or 5 days, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm
gonna pay. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I'm okay. Why did I do that? You know, and I did. In February for Thanksgiving, I broke my fast to take my team, the team that I support, took them out for Valentine's Day on the 12th and the 14th down in Houston, Texas. The Papa Chain, Papacitos.
Uh-huh.
I took them out, and you know I like food, but I couldn't wait until Monday the 17th. I started fasting again, you know, and it wasn't fear of gaining weight because I'm under control. This is I feel better in a fasted state.
Mm.
Two, I can't, you know, so I'm very aware what I eat because when I go into fasting, I'm going to go right into long term fasting and. That struggle, you know, and I tell people in the group, if you're not used to long-term fasting, you can't start with 10 days.
Right.
Start with 2. Start with 3 days and get off the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You have got, if you start eating, if you're like I was when I first started, I was back in September, I was nothing but carbs, sugar, nothing but sugar.
Right.
Keto intermittent fasting led me to water fasting. So if you're not eating right while eating, you're going to struggle the first, you may struggle hard in water yeah. fasting. Fasting is not for the faint and heart.
Right.
It is not. It is, you know, my family loves to eat. My people at church love to eat. My people at my job bring food in. We live in a culture where food is, and it's cheap. All the stuff that we like is cheap.
Yep.
You know, and you got to think about when you refeed. Okay, I'm going to go tonight, get myself tonight for tomorrow. You got to think in advance about, you know, keeping a good source of energy, even during refeeding. If you don't plan ahead on your refeed, you're gonna fail.
Yeah.
So, and I've learned, you know, I journal it through my journal. I learned, you know, when, you know, it's springtime now.
Mm-hmm.
For all the vegetables and fruit, the good, the berries, coming into harvest, try that first, you know. So
smoothies, fruit juice. One of the things that I did, because like when you said that you were watching like the Food Network and stuff, I did the same thing early on in my fasting journey. You know, I would watch whatever, and I would watch the Hodge twins on YouTube. They're so funny.
Yeah.
And they would be going to like different restaurants. And so what I did was I took that desire to look at food, and I just altered it, and I started looking at what I was going to refeed, and I started coming up with recipes and really building up a desire to try this new way of eating. So every time I came off of a long fast or, you know, prolonged fast 3 days or more, I'd have a new recipe and I was ready to try it, you know, and I started looking forward to breaking my fast with, like, you know, different fruits and different vegetables. It was like for me and John, avocados, like grapefruits and, you know, mangoes and stuff. Like we were like, yo, I can't wait. And if you just kind of just start thinking about it, like put yourself in that realm of thinking, it'll help kind of make the process easier. But like, to your point, you have to prep for your fast. Otherwise it's, yep, it's going to be a very big challenge. So yeah. I got a message 2 days ago. Hey, you know, every time I fast, I struggle. How do you keep the temptation from, you know, overcoming you? And I'm like, do you prep for your fast? He's like, no,
you have to.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
You gotta prep.
You have to. You know, and you know, that's why I think, you know, I was glad I watched your videos for 2 months. October, November, I watched your videos every night for 2 months to get it in me. I had to know what Stephen Michael went through. I want to know what John went through. I want to tell me so that when I do it, I can, oh, remember that? I watched it every video, every night. I subscribe to your channel. I fast and water. Dr. Jason Fung and all the community out there that fast. And, yeah, you know, I want to know what am I getting myself into. And I think I'm able to do it now because I got the background knowledge. You said, knowledge is power. You got to know. And, you know, and then do it. You can't be a Superman and say, I'm going to do 30 days and then go right back to what you came from.
Right.
You know, it's not going to work. It's not going to be sustainable. So I think your channel really helped me gain awareness and get knowledge so I can know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, that's,
I'm grateful for you, man.
I Chris appreciate James, it.
For you, oh, my, I am great. All your family, I am, you guys. And now what I'm doing now at home, this past Saturday, I had a group over. They want to lose weight, but my whole thing was nutrition. You know, you've got to get, and I'm having at my home some meal prep classes.
Nice.
And we're going to meal prep the vegetables. You know, you can pick your own protein, but it's the vegetables and understanding the calories. All calories are not built the same.
Right.
It makes your body different. You know, a calorie of sugar or a calorie of a good healthy fat like avocado or olive oil.
Right.
It affects your body differently. So I'm having meal prep classes in my house to gain awareness that you can adopt this lifestyle, but you have to prep. You have to prep. You have, even though I travel, so I have to eat in restaurants and they laugh at me. I have two salads, bring it to go box. I want asparagus, broccoli, you know, I'm ordering all these vegetables. I'm like, what? Because I know I'm going to take what I can't eat now tomorrow.
Yeah.
And like food, like I like food. I have to tell myself, you know, you don't have to eat everything now. Save for some tomorrow. You know, you don't have to eat everything tomorrow for dinner. Just, you know, just quit overeating and just feeling sick afterwards. It was just, you know, it's a recipe of disaster to overeat. Overeat, you have no discipline if you overeat. You know, there's always tomorrow, you know. So, but I had to learn and talk to myself. So
that's all extremely good advice. Especially people ask all the time, how do you fast or how do you kind of maintain this when you're out of town? The same way you do it when you're home, really. Like we
same
make excuses. But I actually, one of the things that I did with my personal diet is, at home, when I'm at home, I cook. Like, when I go to the grocery store, I don't buy certain stuff. So it's not readily available to me. Cause I don't want anybody to think I'm perfect. And I always try to let people know I'm not perfect. And I do eat things that, you know, aren't healthy. Like, I eat that stuff. But the thing that I think differentiates me is how often do I eat it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not in my house. I don't cook it. And I cook. You know, 4 or 5 times a week. And then when I do go out, I'm very conscious about what I eat. I don't just eat the most garbage. I look at the menu. They've got, you know, different salad options or different, you know, vegan options or whatever. And then I limit that stuff. I just limit it. Plus my digestion is optimized right now. So like, it don't even sit in me very long to really, you know, do a lot of damage. But yeah, prepping, man, and get two salads and take one home. That's smart. That's genius. That way you're not ordering room service or, you know, putting yourself in a position where you're hungry and you don't have good options, you know?
Correct.
Or we got one of our truck drivers in the group. He buys fruit all the time. Like, that's a simple solution. Like, it's not as filling and as savory as some people would like it to be, especially if you're not used to eating it. But, like, literally, you could just go to the store and buy a whole bunch of fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Eat that.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? The set American diet. You know, the set American diet is fried food, French fries, bread, and something sweet to drink. When we start getting over to alkaline diet, wanting to discover, you know, fruits and vegetables, it opens your palate up to so much more that you missed. You're like, you know, again, the fat American diet is just fast, fried food, bread, salt, you know, sugar, and potatoes. And you're just so limited in your expression of your palate. But when you start opening up to Pinterest and learning how to, you know, use spiralized pasta from zucchini, it opens your palate up to, you know, garlics and herbs. It's like, oh my God, it's so flavorful. Like, you know, you don't want to go back to, you know, just a sad American diet. But it is, and again, I wasn't perfect either. You know, sometimes I would break my fast if I crave a donut. Mm. I would get it. But, you know, the donut don't taste the same that it did last year. You know, it was a chocolate donut. I didn't taste no, I just taste sweet. Mm. There was no chocolate. It was just, I'm like, this is, I waited this long to taste this, and it just tastes like sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, or down south, you guys have sweet tea. Ooh, let me have a salad with a sweet tea. And the tea is just so sweet. It's just like, where's the tea at? But fasting changed my palate. You know, like, now I can drink, you know, green tea unsweetened. If I'm at McDonald's with the kids, I can get an unsweetened iced tea, no sugar. Mm. I want to taste the tea, not the sugar, you know. Mm. So your palate will change when you start fasting. That's the things you crave, once you try it, you'll be like, no, I wanted that.
Yeah.
I wanted all this time for that.
Yeah.
You know, it will change.
That's such a huge point. Even to this day, because, you know, like I said, I will allow myself to have things under certain circumstances. And it's like, when I know I'm going to eat something bad, I want it to be good, right? Like, I want it to be good. I'm going to eat it. And I'm disappointed all the time now. Like, I told my friend, like, I'm spoiled. I've spoiled myself because I cook with so many different spices and seasonings and stuff at home. It's literally to the point where sometimes, you know, I just don't feel like cooking. And that's when I'll be like, well, let me, you know, go get this from a restaurant. Let me get like a restaurant prepared meal. And I'm like, man, this ain't even as good as what I make at home. And I'm spending all this money on it.
Yeah. So, and that's, I think, what's said about our culture now and our food society. We're in the land of plenty in the U.S., but no one cooks anymore.
Right.
And I'm really feeling, you know, an affection for the youth coming up because bad food is cheap.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy's four, I can feed my whole family for $16, you know, but to go out to the grocery shop and prep it, it's going to cost me more. But, you know, if you don't pay right now, you will pay,
right?
You know, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, you know, inflammation, swelling, you're going to pay in other areas. You know, and I really have an affection for our people because, you know, in our neighborhoods, bad food is cheap.
Yep.
It's available. You know, so I'm really rethinking this thing, and that's why I'm having food prep parties at my house.
Yes.
And most of it's vegetables.
I love
Learn
that.
Learn how to use seasonings and spices and prep, saute, braise, whatever. Learn it. I'm giving you a skill of attaching you to really, you know, Hippocrates. Let your food be your medicine, right? Eat my spinach and my cauliflower. I'm eating my medicine. I'm eating nutrition, phytonutrients, and I'm getting, you know, natural medicine in my body, the way God intended. So that's what I look at it. You know, I'm putting good food, healthy food, and it's healing me, you know, so as opposed to medication.
Right. One question I would ask is, What would you say to someone who is pretty much saying that what you're doing is a waste of time? Like, you know, you're eating. I know this guy who was, he was 55. He ate healthy and he still died of a heart attack. Like, what would you say to something like that?
Okay. You first got to redetermine what is health. You know, what is healthy, you know, Dr. CB alkaline, you know, health. Redefine healthy, eating healthy. But and how long was he eating healthy? Did he just start, you know, at the point of having to take medication, or had it been a lifestyle over a period of time?
Right.
So I would blame it on water fasting or intermittent fasting or ketogenic, you know, diet or Atkins or whatever. I would probably have to do a more survey into his lifestyle, and probably most of the sicknesses right now are lifestyle. They're lifestyle choices that we adapt from home, parents, generational, culturally, that we think it the right way. Without knowledge of it, you know, it we expire sooner than rather than later. So, I won't give it up. I will not give it up. This is the path again toward wellness. They won't do research on what you're doing, Chris.
Right.
They're gonna spend other research, because if they take you and your interviews and case studies and follow them, you know, we have What the Health documentaries, and they make no money. You're taking money out of pharmacology and out from the farmers with the GMO type products, and you're re-educating people how to do approach to health. Health is not in the doctor's office. health is every choice you make, you know, from your fork to your mouth. That's health. And then tonight I'm going walking tonight. You know, I'm fasting, but I'm not trying to speed walk. The sun's outside. I energy from the sun, vitamin D as a black person. I want to feel healthy. I want to be aerated. I want to breathe in, you know, come home, shower, go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, so again, I would investigate their lifestyle, not just, you know, one portion they did for 5 or 6 months.
Right.
You know.
Excellent.
Yeah. And look, Stephen Michael kept his weight off. John, look at you. I mean, there's something you're doing, but if the moment you stop, if you go back to your old mentality, it'll come back on. But here's the thing about it, and I can tell you, it comes back on plus more.
Right.
Plus more. And the thought of me going back to day one. And then day two, I cannot go back.
That's rough, man.
I think what helps me not go back is the group, the Facebook group. You guys, if you're watching YouTube and watching Chris James, he has a group on Facebook. There's a whole community of people out there. They're not all overweight. Some of them are diabetics, have autoimmune diseses, and they're trying an approach to feel better, to do what NASA can't do.
Right.
You know, and the group. You know, they're going that way. They're discovering there is a healthy alternative. There is a way. Is not popular, is not sold, the nation's bestseller, but it's working. It's work, and people are seeing results from it, and they encourage each other, you know, in that group. So start with a group. Get the group.
Definitely. Yeah. The group's called A Healthy Alternative on Facebook. The link will be in the description box for anybody who, you know, doesn't know how to find it or whatever. I made it pretty easy. We're actually hosting our very first event in May 17th. So I'm not exactly sure when this will air. Hopefully it airs before May 17th. But in Dallas, in the Dallas, Texas area, we'll be hosting our first event. So you guys, if you're out there and you think, you know, Michael, like he kept saying, there's no way they're lying. You know, if you guys think we're lying, you can come see us in person. You can see us live. You can check for the surgery scars. If you think
I'm coming. I didn't know you were having an event like that. So let's make sure we put it out on your group May 17th. And I will come, because I got to meet Stephen Michael. I got to put my finger in the sky. I got to meet John, meet you. Yeah. And I'm just an advocate. I am an advocate now. like you said, once you start getting healthy, you want to see everybody else. You want to see people, everybody else get healthy.
Yeah.
You know, even down to even with kids making choices, you know, do we have anything other than Kool-Aid that we can give the kids? How about water? Put some fresh lemon in your water.
Yeah.
And you want everyone not to go the way that you went, you know? So I'll come. I'm going to come.
Definitely.
I will come. If you put it in spirit, I know where it is. I'll be in Dallas, Texas with you guys. I want to see face to face.
I would love to meet you. It's crazy that, because like I've been putting that information out there, but I know very few people know about it because of the way the algorithms on Facebook and YouTube work. It's really hard to get information out, but I've been promoting the event for probably about a month now, and I know a lot of people just don't even know about it. And I'm not an expert at advertising and all that. They want me to pay for the ads and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, this is crazy. I just want to tell my group that we're having an event. So, hopefully, you know, more people start talking about it as it gets closer. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. We got a couple guest speakers. Justin will be there. Taryn's going to be there. Taryn Westcott, John, Siobhan, Steve, you know, everybody's going to be there.
Okay.
So, hopefully, we get some more people coming out and the whole family.
I'm so pro. You know, your life mission with this group and Chris James, what you're trying to do, I will put it on the group every day. Once I find it, I'll screenshot it and I'll put it out there every day. You got to come. There'll be such a collective knowledge pool there that when you walk away, you feel equipped, you're knowledgeable, and there's no reason why you can't be a health advocate for your family, your coworkers. There is a healthy alternative. There is an approach. And it works. You know, so I'm not trying to say, we're not trying to sell, you know, get rich quick. So you're trying to give life to people who saw, you know, at some point, you know, my size, 380, morbid obesity, I was in denial. I was morbid obesity. You know, I was morbid. I was big. Morbid. So, once you find Chris James and you find the community of people and you realize that what they can do, I can do, and it costs you, you know, there's no fee you charge $1,000 to join this club or the elite club, $25,000. No, you can do it with a jug of water and to see all of the effects. And one thing about fasting, you're going to save money.
Yep.
You're going to say, you will say so that when you reap the, you can get organic. You can afford the produce or locally raised. You can afford it. So I'll be there. May 17th, Dallas, I will be there. I've got to see the people and shake their hand like, thank you for paving the way. And I'm a product of what you're doing. So I will be there to support.
Excellent.
I will be there.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm going to put it on Instagram. I got Instagram pages. I'm going to put it on every page. Instagram it out. I'll Facebook it out. Put it in the group every day. You got to come. You know, so.
That's what I need. I'm excited. It's very exciting. And, you know, I want to be able to do more events, different cities, you know, so spreading the word. I love that you've pretty much embodied the idea that, you know, helping others is important and doing your classes at home with that's huge. I love hearing that stuff, you know, cause I can't do it all on my own. So for, you know, someone who I've never even met to adopt that mentality and then start spreading it in their community like that, that's huge. Like I just, that means everything. So I'm really glad you shared that with me. And this has been a great interview. I mean, it's been, you know, great talking to you, hearing your story. I'm sure it's going to inspire many people because there's so many people in the same situation as you, or at least you where you were.
Yep. So. And then one thing, Chris James, let you know, I saw John, your brother's testimony about type 2 diabetes, because I was headed that way.
Right.
You know, when you're diabetic, are you diabetic or you're not? I don't know. Well, you know, watching your videos, I was diabetic. I was right, you know, in the cusp. So when I started watching the video and watching listening to John and Dr. Eric Burge and the community that surrounds the Healthy Alternative, I'm like, we have a bed in our church too here in Cincinnati. I'm like, type 2 diabetes is absolutely reversible.
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease is absolutely reversible.
Mm-hmm.
High blood is absolute. So I met with a doctor here 2 weeks ago. I Googled her name. I said, I'm African-American. I wanted African-American. I'm not against any other, you know, ethnic group, but for our people who hear diagnosis and we take it as the gospel, we take it to heart, like, I have, you know, certain disease. So I met with her and I said, I don't have the credentials that some people need. You're a medical doctor.
Right.
And but she's also holistic.
Mm.
And she's American, so she understands our culture, you know, economic culture, our job, family structure. She understood all that. And we're going to launch before the end of the year a support group that's targeting eradicating type 2 diabetes.
Nice.
Two.
Nice.
And the part we're trying to formulate right now is we got to get our people, the communities at large, back to cooking at home.
Mm.
You have all knowledge. If you don't apply it to a laboratory, your kitchen's your laboratory.
Right.
You know, numbers will take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll adjust as you get healthy. Once you get healthy, the results will follow. So we're trying to, we're going to launch that here in Cincinnati.
Nice.
This coming year. And I need her credentials, and she's an advocate. Like, I'm on board with you. I said, you know, Chris James, he's a YouTuber. She said, I'm on board. She said, I do holistic medicine. I tell people, you know, I can get you off, but you got to apply knowledge.
Right.
You got to take, I don't have time. I don't have time. I can't afford. I can't afford. I don't have time, or I don't know how. Well, come to the support group, and we're going to milk for the week. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to show you how to use spices and seasonings and fresh vegetables. Take it home. We'll show you doing it at home. You know,
right.
That's our goal. And as a result of you and John's interview, it really sparked like, wow. What? That happened. You know, so I'm going to try it here in Cincinnati. Yeah, you're in the Midwest.
Well, shoot, man. You know, that's like I said, that's my hometown. So when y'all get that up and running, I'm going to have to come pop up at one of your events or whatever you do, meetups, whatever you guys got going on. I'm going to have to pop up. That sounds – you're the second person who told me that they have decided to do something like that in their community. And literally, it's so crazy because this is like my vision coming to life, you know.
Yeah.
It just – it's – and I never would have known if I didn't interview you. Because so like I'm thinking like there's so many people in the group. How many of these little – organizations are popping up here and there, to the point where, you know, in 10 years, who knows, you know, what it could look like just from people like you taking the initiative to partner with doctor. I mean, that's huge, man. That's huge. Yep. I appreciate that.
People are living longer. You know, people are living, when I'm going to California and I'm in Seattle, all these juice bars are popping up, organic bars are popping up, these organic salad restaurants are popping up, but not in our community. There's nothing, I think there's one Whole Foods up in Michigan, in Detroit, in the community, but we don't have access to, you know, unless you know, so, but with what we do have, let's start to educate, you know, families about this. Diabetes is terrible, and where we're going right now with the South American diet, it's only going to get worse.
Right.
Kids are, it's only going to get worse, and all this ADHD, these food diets, chemicals. And our black boys can't focus. They're just, you know, if I poison my child, they arrest me. But Monsanto and Cargill can put additives in our food, and they can take, you know, so there is a healthy alternative. I'm an advocate, bro. I'm an advocate. channel.
Shoot, man, that's like I said, it's exciting. So keep fighting the good fight, and definitely, I'll get you that information for the event and everything. For those who are interested, I'll put the links in the description box for everything that, you know, we talked about. I've got an Instagram page where I post food and stuff like that on there, little recipes. I've been perfecting this ice cream recipe for the past almost year. It's freaking delicious. Like, I just made chocolate chip cookie dough, which I thought I'd have to give up forever, because I love chocolate chip cookie dough, but I make the cookie dough from scratch. I make the ice cream from scratch, and it's like, I call it my guilt-free ice cream, and it tastes like the real thing. It's really amazing. So I'm going to be posting more stuff like that, but the Instagram is going to be in the description box. It's been great talking to you. I don't want to make this one too long. I want to make sure people watch it. There's good stuff in here. So I look forward to staying in contact with you, and you know, as you're going through your process of putting these different elements in place, feel free to let me know. Even just to tell me, hey Chris, you know, we did our first meet and greet. I don't care. I like hearing that stuff. It makes me feel good. And feel free to promote that on the group as well. You know, I want you to know that you can absolutely let people know. We've got people from all over. We got plenty of people in Ohio too. So, you know,
quite a few. Yeah. I know. I'm Stephen Michael. He had a goal. He was in 300 range, and you said, okay, his goal was 250. Mine's 250 by May 2nd.
Yeah.
But you pushed him. He said, no, you know, after going through. I'm done. And now my new goal is to be 200 by September of this year.
You got that.
You know, 200, and I'm well on my way.
Yes.
But this, what you're doing, your mission has helped me, and now I'm helping others. So you got fruit coming your way. You have no idea. You know, you have no idea. What you're doing it's got to grow.
Mm.
It can only, it's good seed has to grow.
Right.
It has to get bigger and bigger. It's big. I'm going to help you do that. I'm an advocate for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm a result. I can live to tell you today, I'm a result of what you're doing. I believe in it, and it's not a gimmick. It's y'all. It's truth. It works. It works. If you, it's not for the faint of heart, but if you dedicate, get this right, and educate, and you can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it over. You gotta go buy books. If you just watch and listen to the interviews, listen and educate. It's half the battle. So I'm an advocate, bro.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. I feel honored, Chris James, that you would have me to share with your channel. This is about an alternative to getting things right. So thank you so much. And all your family, Justin, John, Stephen, Michael, the group. I have a list of people that I met on the group on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And I keep it with me everywhere I go. And I tag them every day. How are you doing? I'm not water fasting. Okay, are you old man? I'm only... old man is fasting. You know, it's not for the faint of heart. Or I'm doing intermittent fasting. You're fasting.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Good on you. Oh, I failed. But you tried.
Right.
You tried. Good. But it's a name, and it grows.
Mm.
It grows. It man. Grows, though. So. Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
on my birthday.
Huh?
On May 2nd, I'm going to put three pictures. My extreme overweight, my middle, and on May 2nd, where I am and how much I weigh. Mm. I'm only 19 pounds from my goal. And I'm spending all of April water fasting, dry. So I'm like, it's a done deal, y'all.
You got it. You got it. Isn't that amazing to know that, though, to have so much control over it?
Yep. And even when, for those out there on the, watching the interview, when you think that scale's not moving, don't be fooled. You're shrinking. I lost a shoe size in Houston, Texas. I was like I'm looking at work, like, why are my shoes flopping? And I remember, when you think you're not losing weight, you're losing inches. Y'all, I had to go to the, K&G in Houston, Texas, and buy a new belt. Because I had pulled my belt so far, there was no more holes in it.
Right.
I bought a new belt because my pants kept sagging down. I look atrocious. I'm like, I can't look like this. So, if you don't think you're losing weight, I guarantee you, you're losing inches. In the weeks where you just stay plateau, all of a sudden, whoosh, you just drop 5. Like, whoa! Y'all, this works.
Mm.
It works better than this.
Mm.
This medicate. The water fasting will heal you.
There you go.
From the inside out. Yep, so. Okay, Chris, I'll talk and talk.
we're gonna get you. We're gonna make you a speaker at one of our events. We'll do that one day. So
okay, and I will pay to come to it because what you're doing here is giving me life. I can only pay my way to it. So I'll be May 17th. I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna shake your hand.
I'll be there. I'll be looking for you.
I'll be below 250.
Oh yeah, I know it. I already know you right there.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to hit the thumbs up button. If you want to see more videos, interviews like this, more inspiration to learn more, to understand better, and really, you know what I mean, transform your mind so that you can also be on this path of health and wellness. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. It'll let you know if I'm going live or when I've posted a new video. I typically post videos Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. And as always, the application of knowledge is power. And we will see you guys next time.
Take care, guys.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and Patreon at A Healthy Alternative, as well as Instagram at a.healthy.alternative. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the Academy as well as on our website, ahafastingacademy.com and ahealthyalternative.org, respectively. And as always, the application of knowledge is power, and I look forward to speaking to you all next time.